Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, friends, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I've got another special episode here for you today. I'm interviewing one of my friends, podcast coach and speaker, Michelle Abraham. I've got a little secret for you too. Michelle is my podcast coach. She guided me from stuck with just an idea to having this podcast. And because of her, I've reached people in 56 countries. And I looked up my stats this morning and I found out that I'm in the top 10% of podcasts according to Listen Notes. And I've only been doing this for 9 months. It's absolutely amazing. Now, I talked to you about the numbers, but it's not the numbers that makes this amazing. It is that with Michelle's help, I have been able to impact the lives of all of those people. And I've got to tell you, having a podcast has brought clients to my door, something every single coach loves, right? I have such respect for the work that Michelle does in this space. She's a Canadian like me. And even though I don't know her super well, and I haven't known her for years, she has a way about her that is so welcoming and kind. And that's why I call her my friend. And I realized as I was prepping for this interview, one piece of her magic is the way she connects with people. She befriends them in a truly generous, kind way. She makes you feel comfortable and welcomed and seen. I don't know if she really appreciates her gift. It's really remarkable. Oh, and I also don't want to forget to tell you that she's brilliant. Now, I don't mean smart. She is effing brilliant. Obviously, I think highly of her. And that's why I asked her to join me today. Let me tell you a little bit about her before she starts here. Michelle was voted number 16 of the top 50 moms in podcasting by Podcast Magazine. And Business from the Heart has awarded her Entrepreneur of the Year. Michelle is the founder of Amplify You. Now, Kevin Harrington, who is one of the original sharks on the hit TV show Shark Tank, says that her company, Amplify You, is North America's top podcast management company. And here's something fun and unique about Michelle. She doesn't just talk about having a freedom lifestyle. She actually lives off the grid, on a lake, and drives her kids to the school bus by boat, all while running a 100% online business. I know the area that she lives in well, and it's breathtaking. How many people can run a six-figure business off-grid? Hey, I told you she was special. Now, when you listen to this episode, you new coaches, you might think it's too early for you guys to start a podcast, but that's not true. There is no special amount of qualifying time that you need. It's fun having a podcast, really fun. And it makes a difference in the lives of your listeners. Truthfully, it's one of the easiest and most effective methods that I've found to create valuable content and to connect with your ideal clients. So listen to this with an open mind. Who knows? It might be time for you to get started on your own podcast too. You're going to love this conversation. Hey, Michelle, welcome. I am so glad you're here. Thanks for joining me.
Oh my gosh, hi Candy. That was the best introduction ever. Thank you so much. You're so kind.
You're totally welcome. So you've got a company that helps people with all things podcasting. Can you tell us a little bit more about the range of ways that you help people? Because I know there's a lot.
Absolutely. And it kind of starts with our vision too. So my vision has always been, I wanted to be like the Hay House of podcasting. So really attracting those kind of people that are out there making a huge impact like yourself, Candy, in the world. So people with a big message, big heart, and a big want to improve the lives of others. So those are the people that we really love working with. And so while creating Amplify You, we noticed that our podcasters people wanted to start a podcast, but they weren't quite sure how. So we have this unique program that's actually quite a hybrid of learning stuff and us helping you do it and also done for yourself. So we actually help you launch your podcast and then recognize that your zone of genius is in the content creation. And so we'll help you manage your show. So what you do is record and then you hand over the files and we will edit and publish and get it all out there and deliver back some social media content for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I have to tell you that I could probably learn how to edit if I had to, but it was a big stumbling block for me. And I know that having a podcast is an asset for my business. So when those episodes go live, they're going to have value for years and years to come. So I wanted to do it in a way that really was reflective of being a professional. And so that's one of the reasons that I love working with Troy, my editor. And he's always just so great. He gets everything done well, so early on time, so well. If there's a problem, like the time I forgot to turn my microphone on, he says, "Hey, you better re-record that one." And he just takes care of me end to end with all the things podcasting. So I so appreciate it.
Oh yeah, we love Troy. He's great. Yeah,
he's super fun. So tell me, how did you get started with podcasting? I know you've been doing this a while.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, Kenny, and probably not the usual story for podcasters. So I actually became a huge avid fan of podcasting and a listener when I became a new mom. So rewind to 2012. I had previously owned a gym and fitness studio, and I had boot camp locations all across our province, and was loving life and became a new mom. And I was excited to be a new mom. But what I didn't realize is that my poor business brain was just gone to mush. So I feel like I could have maybe gone down the path of postpartum depression had I not looked at my TV, turned on the Apple TV, and found this purple button on there. So on this purple button on my TV, I realized I could listen to all these shows like Online Marketing Made Easy by Amy Porterfield that was just starting, and Jamie Tardy's Eventual Millionaire. And these stories, these podcasts these women had were stories of other women and other entrepreneurs who were just out there living the lifestyle that I wanted. They were doing really well in business. They're having the mindset and their routines and everything that I was aspiring to. And I was like, oh, this is motivating me now. So I was playing with my son on the floor, yet still listening to business podcasts. While we were doing that, I plug my earphones in and go for a walk. And, when I finally realized that, like, hey, wait a second, I'm loving these podcasts, but I asked my mom friends what shows they listen to, and they have not a clue what I'm talking about. I'm like, okay, I guess this is kind of early on in the podcasting space. And I really thought it was funny that then I got a truck, and the purple podcasting app was also in my truck. It was also on my phone. I was like, I guess this thing's not going anywhere. So I really became an avid listener and realized that if they didn't drop an episode that Monday morning when I had my earbuds on and ready to take my son for a stroll to the park, I'd be upset. So I knew how important it was to be consistent as a podcaster. And fast forward, I just started falling in love with it. At the same time, I didn't know what I wanted to be an expert on, didn't know what I wanted to talk about. I waited quite a while to start my own show. In the meantime, I was helping others set up their show and get their show started.
Wow, that's amazing. And that was a long time ago too. That's like 9 years ago, right? That you started listening to podcasts. The other thing that, what you said early... Yeah. But what you said early in that conversation is you had been a business owner and then your brain kind of went to mush when you had a baby, but there was still that want to improve, right? And then to find something that doesn't interfere with your parenting, that you can do on the side and really feel connected to somebody's message. Like I listened to Online Marketing Made Easy as well with Amy Porterfield. And I always felt like I know it's kind of weird, but kind of like she was my friend in a way. She's never heard of me. Now, I've since met her, but she had never heard of me. And just knowing that I would hear her cheerful, helpful voice every single week made me feel connected with her. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those are the kinds of, I don't know, a little breadcrumbs on our path to being successful that we don't really notice at first. We don't notice until we've been doing it for a while and we come back and go, wait a minute, listening to that podcast made a real difference in my life, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Amazing.
So one of the things I love about podcasting is that you can be doing other things. And I think this is why we have people's attention for so long. Well, first of all, they're in your earbuds. You're literally in your listener's ear, in their heads, literally, and which is really amazing. So we have that opportunity. It's such a gift to have that time and attention when everyone's fighting for so much time and attention in the world. And the listeners are able to take us with them as the podcasters to the gym while they're cooking dinner, while they're commuting in the car, while they're going to the park with their kids, whatever they're doing in their life. So we're not interrupting it, but they're able to take us along with them. And I love that.
Yeah. So not interrupting, but adding to, right?
Absolutely. Like,
yeah, it's a big deal, right? Tell me about, why is podcasting satisfying for you? Like in the creation of podcasting and supporting others to create their podcast, what's the most satisfying thing to do with that?
No, that's a great question. You know, I really get so much satisfaction out of seeing other people, our podcasters that are, you know, coming in with an idea, they have an inspiration to do something, then they're actually doing it and they're creating this podcast and they're publishing it. And then the ripple effects of their expertise and their voice out there, knowing that now they're affecting so many people in the world there, and we had a part in that, is really the most satisfying part for me. I love to see our podcasters that have come through our program and their success, like yours, Candy. It's just, it's so great to see you, you know, out there with your voice and invisibility and getting clients and making a huge difference in your audience.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I love that. So you went from being an avid listener to having your own podcast. And I know you've had more than one. I mean, you've had more than one podcast for sure. Yeah. How did you build that expertise? Like, how did you do that jump between going, I love podcasting, to I'm going to have a podcast?
Yeah, it's interesting. And then how do I go and help other people before I even have a podcast?
Exactly.
There's a missing piece in that story, right? Right. So it's not the usual path to becoming an expert. But after I became a new mom, I also recognized that there is this need for a collaborative workspace out there. So originally we were looking for a co-working space that could have a daycare on one side of it in another, and on the other side of it, have a space for entrepreneurs, like especially moms, could come and work while their kids were taken care of. Now, that was far too advanced for our city bylaws and everything to have both of those things coexist in one space. But we looked for a long time for a space like that, another mom, entrepreneur, and I. And we finally gave up the fact with the daycare. And by this time, our kids were already in preschool. So we looked for a whole year and a half. And finally, we settled in just the co-working space. So while I was in the co-working space, I started the Vancouver podcasters a meetup group. And so I was out there looking for experts in the podcasting space to bring them in and have a meetup group and learn some things from them. So I could only find two people in the entire lower mainland, our entire area, that knew anything about podcasting. So I kept bringing them in and asking them questions about podcasting. And I got so many great people coming in and saying they were interested in learning about podcasting. So we put on a lot of workshops and a lot of meetups. And fast forward to my own business. Well, when I was in the fitness industry, I learned a lot of marketing skills to grow my business as far as I did. And I realized that I really loved the marketing part of it. So I started helping people with their online businesses, getting more leverage out of their time, getting more visibility in their business. And so I was helping people publish books, start online courses, and then podcasting became a natural next step to helping people do it once I figured out how to do them. And so I did those for three things for a few years until I finally decided to pick the podcasting lane. That was my favorite thing to do. It was my favorite of those three things. And so I've just stuck with podcasting since then.
That's amazing. And what's really interesting is I like this, that you picked the one that was right for you. You know, how often do we as business owners try to kind of bend ourselves around to accommodate what we think the market will be? But that's the real key to success, is knowing who you are, giving yourself permission to love the things that you do and to love your clients and to have that impact, and then go and do that. And I think that the difference is that that is the place that's super fulfilling. I know it is for me. Like, sure, you know, you said you help people with online courses, you help people publish books, all these different things, but you chose what was right for you. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think we're so talented in many different facets that we could do many different things, and we could, and maybe at the beginning, you know, do all of those things. But I think what I've recognized is that I didn't see success until I picked that one lane. And if I was trying to drive in three lanes at one time, it just wasn't working. I couldn't be an expert at any one of those things. I was always like, okay, at all of them, but not an expert at any of them. But once I picked the podcasting lane and really focused my expertise on podcasting, that's when I was finally, it was actually one of my friends. She said to me a couple of years into my consulting business with the co-working space, she's like, I don't understand. What do you do? Like, you seem to do a lot of things, but I have no clue what you do. And I was like, ooh, if she doesn't know what I do, that's really not a good thing for my marketing. So that's why picking the podcasting lane, being known as the podcasting expert who helps people launch their podcasts and manage their podcasts, was where then I was now able to have that as my thing. That's what I did, and that's what I could be known for. And it wasn't until then. I didn't see success until then.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Now, listen, there's a gem here that I just want to kind of bring back to the people listening, is that you are able to do all kinds of things, and you're multi-passionate, like we all are, right? We have so many capabilities, but it was only when you chose the one thing and got in that lane that it really worked. And there's that piece. And then there was another piece about, it's okay to choose one and just to stick with one. Like, you're not shortchanging yourself by choosing one area and specializing. You're actually enhancing yourself and giving yourself more freedom, right? And so I know that a lot of coaches are very bewildered and confused about what to do for their niche. Like, should I be this kind of a coach or that kind of a coach? Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're first starting out, you don't have to specialize, but there comes a time where you're doing yourself a favor and you actually have way more impact, and you can help people in a way more satisfying way when you get in your own lane. And so I just sort of wanted to focus in on that, because that was really important what you said. All right. So now, before we wrap it up, I have one last question. It's now being called my Cher question, because as soon as I ask this, I think of Cher singing on stage at Rogers Arena. If you could turn back time, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Oh my gosh, my 20-year-old self, figure out what podcasting thing is and get on it then. Because if I had gotten into podcasting, oh my gosh, 10 years before I had, then I think that things would be a lot different. Like, I think there's something to be said when you're an early adopter to a new trend. And if you stick with that, like Amy Porterfield, back in 2012, when I heard her, she was on her first couple of episodes. But 9 years later, she's still doing it. And she's one of the top names in the industry, right? And she hasn't done anything different other than still have this amazing show that she has, right? So being an early adopter to something, I think, is great. And also, I also wasted a lot of time, and I think this is something your coaches can pick up on. I wasted a lot of time self-doubting myself, having some fear of being visible, being heard, and being uncomfortable with the fact of getting my voice heard and exercising my voice and sharing my message with people. But we are here on this earth to share our message. So if we're not doing that, we're not going to be satisfied, I think, and or fulfilled in what we're doing. So the earlier you can start sharing your message that you're meant to share, figuring out what that message is important. As you said, Candy, you know, picking your lane is important. And when I think you can finally wrap that all in together and go for it and take that leap and take a step, the faster you can do that, the better, because I can tell you the opportunities are huge when you become comfortable being at the uncomfortable zone of your comfort zone.
Yeah, the uncomfortable zone of your comfort zone.
I love now that. You're comfortable yeah. being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's where all the growth happens. We know Absolutely. That, right? So this has been so great, Michelle. I am really pleased we got a chance to do this interview. Got myself all tongue twisted. I'm still thinking about what you said there. Now, I want to make sure that the listeners get a chance to find you. How do they find you? How do they continue the conversation with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best place to find us is on our Facebook group. It's called My Podcast Coach. You can just search that in the Facebook toolbar there and you can add us in and we'll add you into the Facebook community. And there's so many opportunities in there that even if you're not ready to become a podcast host, getting your feet wet with podcasting is maybe becoming a guest and sharing your expertise on someone else's show, like I am here today on Candy's show, then that's a great opportunity too. We've got a group that meets every other week to do that. And you'll find out all of that when you join the Facebook group. So that's the best way to reach out to us. And if you're serious about starting a show, you think that's for you and you want to have a conversation about that, please anytime reach out.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I've got to say that group is wonderful. And there is so much value in there. You guys do the occasional training. I'm always learning stuff. So it's a really wonderful group to be part of. So again, the Facebook group is My Podcast Coach. So go and look it up. Apply to join the group. It's free, it's easy, and you're not gonna regret it. That's for sure. Okay. So again, thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoy talking to you. And for those coaches that are listening, go back, rewind, and listen to some of these gems that Michelle has shared with us today. Ask yourself, is a podcast in my future too? Either maybe you're hosting your own or you're going to make some guest appearances. But ask yourself, it's a great question and a super fun way to connect with clients. Michelle, I know that your experience and that this message will really help my listeners. It's been so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And to your listeners out there, just go out there and be the best you can be. You're awesome. And you know that you have a message to share and we can't wait to hear it.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, you guys, that's it for this week. And be sure to check out Michelle's Facebook group, My Podcast Coach, and check her out on social too. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.